It is no secret that the husbands, wives, and children of soldiers serving in Iraq face stress at home. The military has tried to help by creating special Familyness Readiness Groups, or FRGs, but some of those organizations are falling apart under the strain of lengthy deployments. NPR's John McChesney has the story of what happened to one group of National Guard families.
The unraveling began with decorations at a children's Christmas party in Jonesboro, Arkansas. The wife in charge of the event used red, white, and blue for decorations. Others objected and got into the party room and on their own redecorated with traditional Christmas colors. Volleys of flame mail began to scorch the wives of the 875th Engineering Brigade's Alpha Company. Shannon Smithson is a member of the Family Readiness Group.
Everybody started to get their feelings hurt. There was phone calls behind people's back. It got real catty and backstabbing, and the women just kind of turned on each other, and they did the exact opposite of support each other.
I met the former president of the FRG, Rachel Robert, at the IHOP in Jonesboro. In the wake of the Christmas party, one woman wrote to her, "You are immature, self-centered, and totally two-faced, and would do the entire group a favor if you stepped down as president." Rachel did resign, saying, "My family is more important than all of this drama."
This must have been very personally painful for you.
It was extremely painful. Yes, it was.
You're laughing now.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not used to people, you know, talking to me the way that people talk to me. I do love people, and I felt that I could do it.
Like many FRG leaders, Rachel had volunteered for the job, and she was elected to head a group with roughly 50 members.
It's been very hectic, trying to raise two children, be a wife of a deployed soldier, a nursing student, and the president of a family readiness group is just, it's a big task. There's really not very much support from the military. You're handed a book, and you do the best you can.
Rachel says that manual she was handed was inadequate for the task, and when an FRG comes unstuck like this one, it can spill over to the troops in Iraq. Again, Shannon Smithson.
I know that probably all the husbands know exactly what's going on back here. All of the members of the 875th are well aware of what is going on with the FRG.
Quarrels amongst wives can create tensions amongst husbands in the ranks. Coordination with the FRG is left up to the commander of what's called the rear detachment, that part of the unit that isn't deployed. In this case, that's Captain Brian Mason. I interviewed him in the Jonesboro post office as he took a break from shipping care packages to the troops in Iraq.
For some reason or another, a lot of these ladies have too great of an emotional investment in the FRGs and what takes place.
Women we spoke with said that Captain Mason talked down to them and wasn't very helpful. For his part, Captain Mason is quite candid about his lack of preparation for dealing with a group of 50 anxious wives. He says he's used to dealing with green-suited soldiers.
I've been called a number of things by some of the ladies who aren't happy, pompous, arrogant, uncaring, and they're probably right. Sometimes I send out emails and I probably don't put the kind of feeling or thoughtfulness into making sure that their feelings are massaged.
There are no reliable data on how well or how poorly these vital organizations perform, according to Shelley McDermott. She's the co-director of the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue University. The good news, she says, is that a lot of people volunteer to do this work under extraordinarily difficult circumstances.
The bad news is that it doesn't always work well, and it's very thinly resourced, and it's a really big job. 50 incredibly anxious people in a room with somebody who's not all that skilled at managing interpersonal dynamics, you know, it's a recipe for disaster.
Thinly resourced may be an understatement. Most FRGs have to resort to bake sales, car washes, and the like to pay for their events. Shelley McDermott says the Jonesboro National Guard FRG raises hard questions that the military should be looking at during this time of repeated deployments. And the good news for Alpha Company's FRG is that it's now slowly coming back together due to the diligent work of a few women who refuse to let it die. John McChesney, NPR News.